The following jazz set was produced and first broadcast in June 2007. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, outdoors with Jazz Set. The music is a magnet, pulling people off the street and into City Hall Park in downtown Manhattan. We're at the 12th annual J&R Music Festival for a guitarist who's played sideman to both Miles Davis and Michael Brecker. He's Mike Stern, and he's about to have a great run in late June 2007 at the Montreal Jazz Festival. Stern plays five consecutive nights there with different musicians of his choice. First, there's Mike Stern with the Bad Plus and the Yellow Jackets. Next, Mike Stern's Four Generations of Miles, featuring George Coleman, Jimmy Cobb, and Buster Williams. Then, Mike Stern's Invitation Supergroup and Mike Stern's Power Trio. Finally, Mike Stern and bassist Richard Bona greet special guest Roy Hargrove on trumpet. And on the sixth night, Mike Stern rests. On the opposite end of the spectrum, many Monday nights in Greenwich Village, you can be one of a few dozen people who check him out at the Tiny 55 Bar. Mike's been a regular there for a long time. Now, outdoors at the J&R Music Festival, Mike Stern plays music from his CD, Who Let the Cats Out? And after Mike, Joe Lovano's up. So stay with us, don't go away, on Jazz Set. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Bob Franceschini on tenor saxophone. Yannick Guizdala on bass. Richie Morales on drums. Thank you. Thank you all for coming out. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I want to let you know very quickly, I have a new release out called Who Let the Cats Out. And that tune was from that CD. That tune was called Tumble Home. And this next tune is from an earlier CD, and this is called Slow Change.
Yeah. Mike Stern on guitar, outdoors on Jazz Set from NPR. Thank you. Sets rocking with the Mike Stern Quartet. Bob Franceschini on tenor, Yannick Wizdala on bass, and Richie Morales on drums. Who Let the Cats Out? Meow! Is Mike Stern's first CD from the Heads Up label. Mike's not the only guitarist in the family. His wife Lainey Stern plays as well, and she and their four cats are Mike's musical inspiration. We're outdoors in New York at the J&R Music Festival. Mike Stern's finished, Joe Lovano's ahead, playing Bird's Eye View in City Hall Park. On Jazz Set and jazzset.npr.org, I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Since we produced this show in 2007, Jazz lost bassist Dennis Irwin, a totally dedicated musician, salt-of-the-earth type of guy. Dennis and his stand-up bass were perfect together. Early on, he worked in Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers and the Mellowest Jazz Orchestra. He provided those great bass lines to blues man Mose Allison, guitarist John Scofield, Brazilian pianist Dom Salvador. Played bass and clarinet in Matt Wilson's Arts and Crafts group. And working with Dave Berger and the Sultans of Swing, fell in love with vocalist Aria Hendrix. David remembers Dennis as such a great sight reader that after their first onstage performance, with no rehearsal, of the Duke Ellington Nutcracker Suite, the band gave Dennis a standing ovation. On March 10th, 2008, at the very young age of 56, Dennis Irwin died of cancer. We'll certainly miss him. But for all of our listeners, on August 26, 2006, he was very much with us, doing what he did almost every day for close to 35 years. He's with the Joe Lovano Quartet on Jazz Set.
Thank you.
Joe Lovano's leading his quartet outdoors on Jazz Set.
New York City! Thanks for being here with us. Dennis Irwin on bass. That's Lewis Nash. That's Lewis Nash on the drums and cymbals right there. Mm-hmm. James Wideman. Piano. Bird's eye view, bird's eye view. Well, it's a pleasure to be here at the J&R Music Festival this weekend. And thanks for joining us. I'd like to thank the folks here for inviting us to share the stage with Mike Stern's quartet and the great Roy Haynes, which will follow. It's a pleasure to be here once again. Thank you.
The Joe Lovano Quartet keeps it going with Move, composed by a long-ago drummer named Denzel Best on Jazz Set.
Thank you. Jazz Set receives support from an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. And the members of WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org.
All right.
Joe Lovano, Viva Caruso, Outdoors on Jazz Set in New York City. Viva Jazz Set and all the great musicians we love to play and the musicians to come. That's James Wideman piano, Dennis Irwin bass. Dennis never misses a beat. Louis Nash on drums. Thanks to Sue Bryant and Bob Huber of the JNR Music Festival. Duke Marcos is our music mixer and technical director. Josh Jackson produced the broadcast. My recording engineer is Ginger Bruner at KUNV Jazz 91.5, Las Vegas. Our producer is Becca Pulliam. Executive producer, Thurston Briscoe III at WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org. If you want to hear this show again or see what's coming next, you'll find what you need at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Back next time.